Chaim, the MS is, we're in the middle of very, very big days. And some of the big days in the year are very easy to feel and easy to tap into. A few weeks ago, Pesach, Lel Seder, even Chol Hamoed, you feel it, you're in it. There's mitzvos hayom, there's a different way of dress. There's so much that we're focusing on. B'pnimios, and b'machshava, b'muna, b'ol yom tovim, b'shabbos kodesh. But we're in the middle of very, very big days that sadly not everybody taps into and feels and understands. Yeah, every night after Ma'ariv we count Sfiras Omer. So, then the rest of the day, just a regular day, we're in school, we're in work, we're in yeshiva. But even in yeshiva, which is beautiful and wonderful, and to sit and learn and to daven, it's a regular day of yeshiva. It shouldn't be this way. Sfiras Omer are very, very big days. Very, very big days of growth. Very big days when we're supposed to be working on ourselves on different levels and different madrigos. And it can't just be normal. It shouldn't be normal. That's why it is that you go to certain places and you're involved by the Sfira. If you go to a Hasidic based medrash and you hear the way that the Rebbe counts Sfira and the Tfilos before and the Tfilos after, it's not just a very quick thing just to say. It's just to be Yoitza Zayin because of a Chiyav to say Sfira's Omer and to count the day. I'm trying to tap into depth and koichas that will inspire my entire day and the entire 49 days as I prepare for Matan Torah, as I work on myself, as I grow to stand in Har Sinai again. Maybe that's why it is. If you look inside, we gave up a chorus tonight. And if you look inside, in the first makor is from the Likutei Maran, from Rav Nachman, and he says something very, very deep. Sometimes in Likutei Maran, we can at least think we fully understand, because they're said on levels that more pashtus and to inspire us to have Simchas Achayim and not to be misyayish and different inyanim that we all have learned. This Torah is a very, very deep Torah, which we're not gonna. I know I don't fully comprehend, but I think it's everything that we started with. Rav Nachman says as follows in his entire Kuf Bei Beis. He says, "Da, you should know, shekol ma sha'olam medabrim besvira, bechol yimei hasvira, everything that the world is talking about on every day of Svira, during Svira, heim medabrim, rak, Me'asvira sholosayom." Rav Nachman teaches us that whatever anybody's talking about during Sfiras Omer, all the people are talking about is about the Sfira of that day. And anyone who understands this, yuchol lishmo v'lei dazos, is able to hear and understand this. Im yate ozno, if you lean his ear enough, hatev, good enough, l'sipurei divrayim, to the words, to the stories of their words, yishma she'medabrim rak me'asvira sholosayom, he'll hear that they're only talking about and speaking about the svira of that day. That's all that people are talking about. So on the surface, this Torah from Nachman is crazy. Like, you got to think about, what is he talking about? Right, for example, maybe not everybody in the room knows, maybe, but we're in the middle of the NBA playoffs. And so you have people that may be talking about Ichvesnish, the NBA playoffs, and talking about what's going on in the NBA playoffs. That's included in Masha Oilam Medabrim Chol Yimei Hasvira. That's included, right? And you have Ichvesnish, the baseball season started, and people are talking about, they're excited. Yimishpacha, they're excited about the Mets over there, they're excited about the Mets. Of course, you have to say it as it is, you have to know, but by the burgers, forget it. They probably have chvestish. I don't know what up already. Excited. They're talking up. That already we understand when you're talking about Reb Shimon. They're talking about the Mets. And then you have people, chvestish, are in stocks. And they're talking about stocks. And stocks are up and stocks are down. And maybe they're talking Bitcoin. Or that we're past that already. I don't know if people are talking about the Bitcoin anymore. Whatever it is. People are talking about all different types of things. And you might be in a situation, you're not in the Koisle based madrash, you're walking in the streets and you hear people talking, like we said, about the NBA playoffs, about the baseball, about stocks, about And what does Rav Nachman say? Kol mashul medabim besvira. Hey, medabim rak mesvira shol siyom. So every one of those conversations also somehow is tapping into the sphere of the day. Somehow. Echvesnes. Gvura shebechesed. Teferis shebisayid. Now that's what they're talking about. That's what they're talking about. So okay, I'm not going to even try to say I fully comprehend what Rav Nachman's saying. I don't. You have to talk to much bigger people than me that are holding Rav Nachman, maybe. But what I will tell you is what he's saying. You know what he's saying? He's saying that if you really understand that there's mamish in the air all day long during Sfira, a koyach of Sfira, a koyach, a ruchniyastik feeling that's there, that influences us, that we're tapping into whether we realize it or not, and we're connected to. And our words, by the way, our words, which are an expression of our mind and our neshama, that's what our words are. That's why Dibor is the highest of levels that separates man from all other entities, as the Maharal explained. It's expression of what's going on. So somehow, within our Dibor, is some connection to Svira. Even if we don't fully comprehend it. Because that's what's here. So what's the takeaway for each and every one of us? Just to realize and recognize how big these days are. To realize and recognize what's in the air, what we could tap into, what we're supposed to be tapping into, and living in, and we should be igniting ourselves during these days, these holy days. Very, very big days. As we know, the Ramban explains, we've mentioned this before, and I'm sure you've all seen the Ramban. I didn't even put it on the Makor sheet because I assume everyone's already seen it. The Ramban in Parshas Emor tells us that these are mamish days of Chol HaMoed. These are mamish days of Chol HaMoed. Between Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach are the first days of Yontav, Shavuos are the last days of Yontav. Svirah is Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, you feel a difference. We all felt a difference Chol HaMoed. We dressed in a different way. We were involved in the Chesed. Okay, so we went on Chol HaMoed outings, but it was different. We had our matzah with us. And if it's Sukkah's Chol HaMoed, you have to find a place to eat in a Sukkah. We feel a difference. So we have to feel a difference during the Yimei Chol HaMoed of Svirah. These big days to grow, to work on ourselves, to be Metar and Mekadish ourselves from the lowest of places. Rav Nachum Doiv of Sadigor, he explains as follows. He says, in reality, a lot of the halachos of Yimei Svira, of the Avelus of Yimei Svira, are similar to halachos of Chol HaMoed. Similar, for example, Chol HaMoed, you're not letting a haircut, you're not allowed to shave. Don't say that too loudly, people, but that's the MS, you're not allowed to get a haircut, you're not allowed to shave. Oh, but what about for Yontav? What about for Yontav? How can I not? Halach is you're not supposed to shave on Chol HaMoed. The Rabban Shem wants you to have some beard on Yontav, some a little longer hair, whatever it might be. So you're not supposed to shave Chol HaMoed. You're not supposed to get a haircut Chol HaMoed. Just like during Yimei Svira, we're not shaving, we're not getting a haircut. On Yimei Svira, we don't have chasanas. You're not allowed to get wedded. You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Hey, Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Chol HaMoed and Yimei Svira have very similar halachas. But he says, Rav Nachum Doiv, he says as follows. Make yourself a tea. What are you doing? You can't go make yourself.
You have to look for the bathroom.
You have to go upstairs.
Upstairs?
Yeah. It's under construction. This is what I'm told.
Okay.
Anyways. Lemaisa, Rav Nachum Doiv says that the emes is as follows. You may Svira have an aspect of Avelus, you may Svira have an aspect of Chol HaMoed. As we're seeing and we're hearing. And there's Avelus and Talmid and Akiva, there's Chol HaMoed bein Pesach l'Shavuos. And the halachos are very similar. But it all depends. If we utilize these days to be Makadish and Metar ourselves, if we utilize these days to grow and make ourselves holy and more pure than we were, then what? It's Chol HaMoed, it's a Yantav. If we don't grab onto the days, and they're just meaningless days like any other day during the year, which I happen to at night after Ma'ariv, say a bracha and count a day to be Mekayim and fulfill and check off the list of my mitzvah. So then, it's Avelus. It's Avelus because we destroyed and we should be mourning the lost opportunity of these days of growth. They're such big days of growth. This very famous famous Minchas Chinuch. The Emes is it's a Marsha and Rosh Hashanah. And he explains, I'm sure some of you have learned this before, but I want to understand it in a deep way tonight. I forgot to look up. Run, get me a Gemara Sukkah quickly. I want to see one thing. So he says as follows. Oh, look at this. We have. The one Gemara we have in the room. Unbelievable. Look at that. The one Gemara we have at the table. Unbelievable.
It's right here.
We already have the Zoran table. Oh, okay, good. That's what I thought. So it says as follows. We know Svartim Lechem Imarchas Shabbos Miyom Avi Achimes Omer Tznufa. That what? That we all know that the Svartim Omer starts from the Karban Omer. And what? You have to count Sheva Shabbos as Tzmimos. Until what? Tisbruch HaMishim Yom. We count to the Karban Chadash. To the Karban of Shavuos. Right? So famously, the Chinuch points out, and the Mashal and others, the Karban of Omer was the Karban of Sa'irim. Of barley. The Karban of Shavuos was the Karban of Chitim. Of wheat. Shtei Lechem. So in those days, maybe us, we were a little different. Which we could talk about why that is. Barley sa'irim was food for behemoths, was food for animals. Chitim wheat was food for man, was food for Adam. So we see from these karbanos that when we start Sviras Omer, as we were in Mitzrayim, b'mem tes sha'artum on the lowest of low, we're mamish like an animal. And the avodah of these days is to go from being a state of an animal to a state of a person. And become an Adam. And I know we're thinking in this room, okay, shkoyach, but I'm not a mentes sharetuma. I'm not a behema. Okay, maybe I'm not the biggest tzaddik in the world. Maybe I could work on myself and be a little bit of a bigger talmud chacham and have more kavanah in my davening and have a little better shmiras than I am. But I'm not a behema. A behema is like a behema. You know, behema is, you know, real rishon, real rishon. Real bali taiva. Okay, maybe I once was back in high school, but we forgot about that. We're past that. You know, I'm past all those taivas. I'm past all that time. I'm an adam, at least an adam. So what do we need to hear this Torah? That means we have to ask ourselves, are we an adam? There's a very, very, very famous Arachayim HaKadosh in last week's parsha. One time in Shir, we went through this before, but I don't remember it's even in the past few years when this chevra was been in Shir. It might have been many, many years ago. And I don't believe I made makaros to learn through it together. And maybe some of the chevras learned through this Arachayim. It's kedai to do chazar, and if you haven't, imamish could change your life. Let's learn the Arachayim HaKadosh together. The Arachayim HaKadosh is in Parsha Shemini, Perek Tes, Pasuk Ches. The Rechaim Kaddish explains as follows. And through this we understand what the avodah of these days are for each and every one of us to go from a state of being an animal olenu to becoming an adam, just being a person. Just being a person. Forget about being an admor, about being a goyin and a godol ador. I'm talking just being a person. We'll learn through that. First, I was going to learn through just a couple lines that are shaykh to what we're talking about. We're going to learn through the whole piece because it's so kedai and so fundamental. And he discusses something that all the mafarshim grapple with and talk about in this sefer vayikra, the sefer of karbanos. He says as follows: vayikra of Aaron al mizbeach yirmos l'divreim sha'amru. When he hints to the words, he's saying in Yerushalmi. Shalul nevua choite ma'oincho amra hanefesh achotas yitamus ulzad rach me'ashem amar yavi karban. So what should be when a person sins, what should really be? He should die. Hanefesh achotas yitamus. If you do, you sin, you deserve death. That's what really should be me'ikra din. Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world to serve Him, to do what's right. He gives us everything in the world, and we go and we spin in the face. We're doing a chait. Doing a sin is ma'ir b'malchus. We're rebelling against this. If we really thought about it, I'm just doing a sin. It's ma'ir b'malchus. Speaking Lashon Hara is Meir B'Malchus. Not just breaking Shabbos. Looking at pornography is Meir B'Malchus. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us everything in the world. He gives us the eyes to see. And how do we pay him back? By using them for Taiva. It's Meir B'Malchus. We deserve death. Hashem has rachmanis. Hashem has mercy. He says, no, you just have to bring a carbon. She'ikr ma'isa. Listen as follows. This is what the Archaim HaKadosh says. She'ikr ma'isa, a carbon. He machsheves ha-makriv. The main ma'isa of the carbon. Show them where we are. The same main ma'isa of the carbon is the thought process of the one who's bringing it. And what should be the thought process when you bring a carbon? It's not just bring it. God doesn't need our carbon. Does God need our animal? Does God need a present? Does God eat? The thought process could be, ki hu achayiv b'chol ha-maisa asher yasa b'korban. That I am really obligated, I deserve everything happening to this korban. I deserve to be slaughtered. I deserve to be burnt. I deserve everything happening. Lizaveach, lizarev, to be, as we said, to be slaughtered, to be burnt. Ala ishim, on these fires. V'haysa lo machshav v'zula kapar. These are the thoughts we should have for atonement. He was bringing himself to the Mizbeach. Because when you bring a korban, you should think, I'm bringing myself to the Mizbeach. The korban Mizbeach pirish l'zvicha l'ishim v'ase ha-shchita b'mkomo l'egel etzadrach me'ashem nishrat l'avicha l'ifaso. And the whole entire carbon that he's bringing, it's only taking his place, bimkomo, as a chalufaso, as a khalifa. Khalifa, it's what's a switch. Meaning, really, I should be killed. Really, I should be the carbon, and this takes my place. That's what a carbon is. First, just big chizik and understanding. Understanding and chizik is that when we do a maisera, what it really is. What should really be in the Rachmanus of Hashem? But listen, as well, it's not where I want to go. V'rizi l'slislei binyan l'fima shekadam lanu ki nishma Hashem l'hamid o'ilam l'bruah b'mishpat. So he wants to explain more that Hashem, we know, he swears to stand this world on mishpat. Everything is proper mishpat. Everything is proper judgment. V'chol omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'atron yivatru b'nei mayav. You can't say Chas v'Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran. So still, what does this mean? So Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, meaning he gives up and he's okay, not needing us when we deserve to be dying. He's mevater on it. You're not allowed to say that. Imkein manefesh achotas mishpato itamos kamamar navi eich yavi korban v'yifter. Still, shkoyach. It's very nice. In other words, Aruch Hashem said it's very nice what we just said. It's like taking your place and you should think this. But ultimately, you deserve to die. Why is that okay? Eich yavi korban v'yifter. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a vatran. V'nira, listen to what he says. It seems, ki tam nechon yesh b'davar al pi mishpat. No, I'm going to explain to you why this is proper judgment. Why it makes sense. Why it's proper law to bring a korban. Ki kisha adam chote, ein b'chinas b'chinas aram, al derech omram, ein adam over avera elam kem nechlas b'rish k'shtos. When a person sins, your mindset clearly at that time, you're not thinking clearly. There's some ruach shtus, something that gets into your mind, the yetzer hara that overtakes you, where you're just not thinking clearly. You're not being yourself. You know, it's like when you go in court, and one of the biggest claims you always hear, which you always think, it's all sheker, just to get out of it, claiming insanity. They're not mentally capable to stand trial. That's us, every time we sin. For those moments, we have to claim some level of insanity. Because who in their right mind would be more b'malchus in such a way to the Eibishter who gives you everything and does everything in the world for you? And what happens? Listen to the next line. Listen to the Rechaim. You ready? V'nase behema. And for those moments, you make yourself into a behema. You're an animal. You're not thinking. You're just being animalistic. You're working on impulse. Just giving into your temptations. When you do tshuva, a certain spirit enters in and you leave this animalistic state to finally becoming a person again. Forget about a tzaddik, just becoming a person. Him roy hu lahamis adam zeh tachas behema? Is it fitting, once you did tshuva, if you really did tshuva, do you deserve now to die instead of the behema? Now you're back to being a person. It was your animalistic side that did the sin. So you bring a dugma, a comparison of the one who sinned. She behema v'yishtati v'ma v'tzar achoshev ki roilos bo mishpat zeh. And you join in and you recognize this is what I would have deserved when I was that behema. And that's what it means. He goes on, Adam behema tashia Hashem. That's what's going to save you by the korban. And this is how he explains basically that ultimately when you bring a korban, it's mishpat, it's proper judgment. Because the korban is on the animal, which is when what you were acting like before you did tshuva. So in other words, it doesn't work. If you didn't do tshuva, it doesn't work then, bistava. Because then you're still a behema and you need to be. But if you did tshuva, now you're an adam and you don't deserve to be killed because you're an adam, which is no longer the insane individual that did the avera. So what do we see from here, chavra? That maybe we're wrong in what I said before. It means that every time a person sins, just one sin, every time we're nichshal, and we all are in tzaddik bar shlo yachta, for those moments, I'm again a behema. For those moments, I'm not a person. I'm working on my impulse, I'm not thinking, I'm insane. I'm a behema, I'm an animal. What is a behema? A behema just does whatever its ratzon is at any moment. A behema just is all about its own physical pleasure. There's no bigger mindset, there's no bigger achievement. So each and every one of us, the avodah of these days, we said before, is to go from the carbon of Za'irim, carbon Oimer, to a carbon Chadash, to go from a state of barley to a state of wheat, to go from a behemoth to Adam, and that's for each and every one of us. To be working on ourselves, to be working on whatever area that still needs tikkun, that we're still nichshol at times, that we still fall at times, that we still act like a behemoth at times. And just be an Adam, be a person. You know, with Shalom Shrajan, one time, in yeshiva, there was a bachur in the yeshiva. The bachur in yeshiva was struggling, was not being matzliach, was not learning well, was a bal taiva, whatever it was. And he decided, he wants to go on vacation somewhere, leave yeshiva, wasn't beinaz manim, wanted to leave yeshiva for a week or two and go to a place that was like mole taiva, not a place like, he told Rav Shalom Shadon he wants to go to Amsterdam for a week, you know? Maven Yavin. Maybe the Baruch Hashem, some don't. We're not going to go there. He wants to go to Amsterdam for a week. By himself. There's no good that's going to go down in Amsterdam for a week with this guy. Let's be real. He says it's Rav Shaul Shrajan. So Shaul Shrajan says, he didn't put up a fight. He knew where the Baruch was holding. And he started to have a discussion with the guy. I think he told him he could go, even if I'm not mistaken. And he said to the guy, you know, tell me something. Who do you think is better? Who do you think is more chashiv? Man or animal? Adam or behema? Who's more better? Who's better? So the guy says, the bachur says, what do you mean? Of course, man. Look at the pleasures man can have in this world. Look what man could achieve. Look what man could build. And we could eat and we could enjoy. We have it so good. Okay, so Rishon Shadon looks at him and says, yeah? Really? But what about all the trials and tribulations man has to go through? What about all the worrying we have to do? What about dealing with tragedy and difficulty and having to earn a parnasa and support a family and raise children and we have so much responsibility and so much on top. You really sure? And every time he's telling him thing, and then the person gets sick and then lo aleinu, a person dies and the Bacher is like thinking everything he says. He's like, yeah, the Rebbe's right. Rav Shlomo Shadon's right. He says to the Rebbe, you know what? Maybe you're right. Taka, you're right. Maybe it's better to be an animal. Maybe it's better to be an animal. This is what the Bachar says. Maybe it's better to be an animal. Shalom Shadon looks at him and says, don't worry, you already are one. It's not for our days of chinuch, you know, I don't know, but because when a person's a bal taiva, when a person's living such a life, you're a behema. You're not even a person! We're not even a person. When we give in to our taivas, when we're doing keneged Hashem, we're a behema. We have to realize that. And the avoda of these days is to pull ourselves out of that place and just become an Adam. And I was thinking about it. Behema's gematria 52. Adam is gematria 40. Adam is gematria 45. Adam's 45 and Behema's 52. The difference between a Behema and an Adam is 7. The Gemara in Sukkah, which happens to be the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, Gemara in Sukkah Nun Beis, which is Gematria Behema, brings down in Sukkah Nun Beis that the Yetzahara has 7 names, 7 Shemos. And the Shem is the essence of the being. So we all see very clearly, you want the Behema, Gemara Daf Nun Beis, Gematria Behema, you want to go from a state of Behema to a state of Adam, you have to defeat the Yetzihara. The Yetzihara, which has Zion Shemos, so if you take 7 away from the Behema of 52, then you'll finally be an Adam. Then you'll be a person. It's a good matana, no? It's started going to Matzos Chabura, for Hashem. Anyways, Lamaisa opens up your eyes in different ways. Each and every one of us, that's our avoda, to get rid of our Yetzirah, which puts us back in a place of being a behema. And become an Adam. Become an Adam. You know, the Pasuk in Tehillim, if you look on the Makor sheet on the back, the Pasuk says, in Tehillim Memtes, of course, in the Tehillim Memtes, right? It's teaching us about the Memtes Yumei Sphira. Everything's connected, everything's Makusher. It says, Adam bikor velo yavin, nimshol kebehemas nidmu. When a person is like precious and honored and he doesn't understand that, this pashup that I'm first reading, right? And he doesn't understand that he's comparable just to an Adam, to a behema, basically. He's like a person. So the Sefer HaTeres Yeshua says, Yakar, Adam bikar, Yakar is gematria 310. Which is exactly Gematria Omer without the Vav. If you just spell it without a Vav, which spelled Chaser without a Vav. Omer is 310. So you could say, Adam Bikar is Bimarames and Omer. And it's saying as follows. Adam Bikar. And Adam during Yimei Sviras Omer. Who grows, who works in himself, he's Yakar, he's precious. The Omer is what makes you Yakar. Omer is Gematria Yakar. Omer makes you precious and chashev. But if the lo yavin, if you don't understand this, if you don't understand this and you don't grab on to these days to grow mi behema la adam, nimshol kebehamas, then you're behema. Then you're comparable to behema. Do you want to be a behema? Do you want to be an adam? You know, the Ishbitzer used to say, I think I heard this originally from Rishul Makarbach, I've seen this quoted in many svarim as well, that animals walk around with their heads to the ground. Animals walk around, you look at a cow, a deer, they walk around with their heads to the ground on 4 legs. An Adam walks with his head to Shemayim. An Adam walks with his head to Shemayim. The question is, where's our focus? Are we being pulled down to the ground like a behema, to the taivas of gashmis of this world? Or are we ruchnistik? Are we ruchnistik? Are we spiritual? Are we wanting to be close to Hashem? Are we an Adam? That's what an Adam is. You know, I said before, I started recently, the last couple of weeks, going to a very special chabura by Matzal Zilber, this Chinner Rebbe. Incredible, incredible. Each week is just nisim gluyim, the Torah is, it's like, I don't know, you don't understand. It's a malach talking, and you just are zolcha to hear. It's like, it's the first time you could really, hearing him, I could understand how the famous Vilna Gaon teaches us that the Rabbeinu Shalom, when he said over the Torah, well, the Vilna Gaon talks about it by Dvarim, but others say, I think it's a Chazal already, if I'm thinking about it, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave over the Torah mipigrono shel Moshe. that basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us the Torah through the throat of Moshe. He used Moshe just as like keilu, like what a dibuk, you know? Moshe was talking, but really Hashem is using the body to talk. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that with Rav Matl a little bit. It must be, because the Torahs are like, it's just each Torah is nevuah. It's like the chesbonos and the gematria is like, can't even explain, but anyways. So we're in the car, I was with Chevra in the car, coming home, and one of the chevra was saying, how his brother once called Rav Matl to talk to him about something. His brother was called Rav Matl over the Chinner Rebbe to talk about something. And this is Chinner, Rav Matl picked up the phone. And Rav Matl picks up the phone and says, "What's up?" He's joking around a little bit, obviously. And he knows that's the lingo of Chevra, you know, what's up? What's up? So the Chevra in the car, once he told the story, they were talking, Rav Matl's like a malach. Everyone's saying there must be like deep kavanas when he said that. It wasn't just a joke, you know. There must be. That's what the Chevra's saying. Now I was thinking it could have been just a joke, to be honest. That's my personal feeling, because he's Lemaisa, as much as his Torah is on a level of Malach, and he is. But he, Baruch Hashem, you could tell spending some time with him, he's a normal person, Baruch Hashem, which gives us Sheifas. He's a Malach. He's a person. But Chevra was tiny is on level, so I thought, I was thinking about it. And maybe Pshat is as follows. He was really giving us big Torah, big Chizuk. And maybe it's why we always say, what's up, what's up? Because the Avodah of every Yid is just think, what's up? Not Chas V'Shalom, what's down? I mean, the Avodah of every Yid is to be an Adam, and our head should be in Shemayim, and not Chas V'Shalom like a Behema, where it's what's down, it's what's up. What's up? It's a strange language. If you ever think of it, what's up? What do you mean, what's up? You say, what's happening? What's going on? What do you mean, what's up? What does that mean, what's up? What does what's up mean? If you really just think about the words, it doesn't make sense. Up is what's going on in your life. What's going on? What's happening? How you doing? What do you mean, what's up? Because that's the avodah. We have to, it's a reminder. This phrase became our lingo because the avodah of every yid is to think, what's up? Am I an adam? Because if it's not, then I'm a behema. And every single one of us has to understand this. If you look at the Pasuk in Koheles, Paragimel, Pasuk Yates, Pasuk says as follows. Mamish apella the Pasuk on the surface. The Pasuk says, Ki mikra b'nei adam umikra habehema. Things basically happen to a person, things happen to an animal. Umikra echad lahem. And it's one happening to each of them. Kemo zeh kemo zeh. This one dies, this one dies. Animals die, people die. V'ruach echad l'kol. It's one ruach. Umos, listen to just push up that in the pasuk. It's very hard. Umos are adam and beba ayin. A man's god on animals, nothing. Ki akol evil, because everything is futile. Now you read that pasuk in a vacuum, it's scary. You read that pasuk in a vacuum, it's scary. And maybe now we can understand a little bit how the Gemara says that they wanted to put Koheles into Geniza first, right? Only because they got to the end and said, Sof Tavara Kol Nishmas Kim Yira, Vismis Vasav Shemar, he said, okay, we're good. When you get to the end, you'll see it's all MS. But there's a lot of places in Koheles, you find steers and things that could be taken in the wrong way. It's like learning Rav Tzaddik a little bit, you know? Maybe in Yavin. So what's the saying? Pshat is man and animal are all the same. So I saw from the Sefer Yitav Lev, Melech brought this down in the Sefer on Sfira. First he's saying, really, at first, in the surface, man and animal are on some level the same. Meaning what? Man could be just like an animal. If we give in to our taivas, if we give in to our temptations, if we live a gashmitic life, if we live with our head to the ground, we live with our head into the world of physicality and taivas and temptations, then I'm an animal, I'm a behema. However, when not, umoser ha'adam min ha'behema ayin. You know what a man has over animal? When he could say no. Only when you could say no. You say, no, I'm not giving it to that. I have self-control. I'm not doing it. That's when you're better than an animal. Otherwise, we're all the same. If you can't say no, you can't say no, you're a behema. We have to work on this. We have to become a person. We have to become a person and free ourselves of taiva and free ourselves of being an animalistic individual. And the way that all the tzaddikim tell us is not just to start only with our taivas, but also start even with divrei mutter, divrei heter, in the way that we eat, in the way that we sleep, in the way that we talk. To be makadish everything what you do. B'kedusha v'tahara, to be an adam. And this is as well the Archaim HaKadosh in Parshas Bahar. So Archaim HaKadosh there says on the Pasuk, Perchafei, Pasuk Lamazayim, you have in front of you is Kaspachal, Situn Lemneshach, Umaris, Situn Achlecha. Pasuk Pshat, the Pasuk is telling us don't take ribbis, don't take interest. Don't take it with money, don't take it if you give someone food, he shouldn't give you back interest. Listen to the words of Archaim HaKadosh. Second Archaim HaKadosh that has to be mamish imprinted on our hearts. This one, I think, in my little knowledge is less famous. He says as follows: listen, this Archaim HaKadosh is gonna sound like some Chassidish sefer, like some deep Chassidish sefer, full of drush shivim panim l'tayra. But it's Archaim HaKadosh. Okay, so you say I could have written that, and it's really. This is from Safaria. I didn't write anything. I don't know. But anyways, Lameisa says as follows. Not that there would be a problem if it was a Chassidish Sefer on any level. You all know I love that. But sometimes it's good to hear the Arachayim says this. You know, Arachayim HaKadosh. And it'll make Rabina happy also. But anyways, Lameisa, here we go. Eskatzbacha. Kan pirish mahu haneshech v'atarbis. Asher machshich in oro. We're going to explain here what is the real neshach and tarbis. What is the real bite? And what is the real tarbis? What Pashup says is interest, but what is this that's going to darken the light of your neshama? Es kaspecha, what is kaspecha? You think it's your money? Heim hadvarim shadim kaisef bolam azel advarim anidamim. You know what kaisef could mean? Kisufim. It's the things that we desire in this world. The things that we think are important. The things that we have taiva for, we have temptations for. It's our kisufim. Lo titen lo b'neshech. We shouldn't be bitten by that. What does that mean? Listen to what he says. Kishada mashlim taivas nafsho abahamas. When a person gives in to his temptations of his animalistic side, umatim rucho michsufav, and his spirit tastes those yearnings, those temptations. Hu noshuch b'zeh, he's bitten by it. And there puts inside you the poison of the sin. Meaning what? When a person sins. So that minute you feel bad about it a little. That's the bite. But you think, okay, then it's over. I move on. No. It leaves a poison, just like a snake bite. Initially it hurts a little, but then it puts a poison into you. It kills you later. When we sin, you're being matami yourself. You're putting yourself in a state of Bahamas. There's an eres, there's a poison that enters us. That we have to stay away from, we have to be a person. But listen how, listen where he goes, what's the end of the pasuk? U'bemarbis l'sizin achlecha. You shouldn't take extra when you give out food. Pirish. Afilu achlecha. Even when you eat. Shudavar shara shislachl. Which is something permitted, you can and are supposed to eat. Lo tarbibo. Don't eat too much. Don't be a glutton. Listen to what he says, listen to the line. When a person goes after his throat, and you give into the boundaries within your taiva, and you go in and into a lot of this, and you your whole life you're in looking over, indulging in food and money and luxuries and all things that. What are you going to do? Still through that? Yachshich or hanefesh. You're going to darken the light of your soul. Listen to this line. Ki kishazeh kom zeh noifel. When one is up, one is down. You can't live in both worlds. You can't be running after all the pleasures of this world, even if they're mutter, and think you're going to be a spiritual individual close to Hashem. It just can't be. Ki kishazeh kom zeh noifel. Kishmis rabit ta'avon amurgesh. When you enhance your temptation to physicality, mismait teavon aruchni. You diminish your desire and your connection and your temptation for spirituality. That's why he says, he brings the pasuk, tzadik oichel l'soyven nafsho. A tzadik eats to satiate his soul. Meaning, well, why is the satiated soul satiated? You should say a tzaddik eats just to satiate his goof. I mean, all he eats is enough to satiate his goof. No. A tzaddik eats only enough that he needs, and that satiates his soul. Because that allows his soul to rise. His role, the soul to get up. It allows him to be an Adam. Chevra, the avoid of these days of Sfira is to go from Sa'irim to Chitim, is to go and destroy any Bahamas that's within us and be an Adam and be a person. You know, once upon a time, it was a tzaddik came to the Chazon Ish. And he came to the Chazon Ish and he wanted to know how could he defeat his taiva of achila. How could he work on this? The Chazon Ish said that people can't have two taivas that coincide at one time. You're only going to give into one taiva at a time. You have a taiva, so you're absorbed in that taiva. So you can't have two taivas at the same time. You're always only going to have one taiva. So he said, what you have to do is build a taiva for Torah. You have to shteig in Torah. You have to be amal v'Torah. And the more you have a taiva v'Torah, you're not going to have taivas for anything else. That's what the Chazon Ish said. Chevra, we're preparing during Yimei Sfira to Omer for Shavuos, for Kabbalah Satira. And now we learn the avoid of these days is to get rid of all the taivas and go from a state of Bahamas to a state of Adam. But our voida as well is to shteig in Torah, to put more time into Torah, to fall deeper in love with Torah. The Torah should be our taiva. And if Torah is our taiva, nothing else in this world will be our taiva. And then we'll walk into Kabbalah Torah so excited that morning to be makabel Torah ba'ava, b'simcha, b'yira, to stay away from the Zion and Shemos of Yetzirah and become an Adam. And when a person is ultimately Adam, we'll be zeiche to go to Adam Harishon Kaidim Lechait, and be zeiche Mashiach Zidkenu, with Gula Shleima, b'mheir, b'yamei.